True, he had not the qualities of social humor or wit, but he was an example of indefatigable industry. He came to his studies every morning at daybreak and remained at work until sunset. Then he retired into his lonely chamber and wrought for his own amusement. Duhaubret labored 3 years in this way, giving himself no time for exercise or recreation. He said nothing to a single human being of the paintings he had produced in the solitude of his cell by the light of his lamp. But his bodily energies wasted and declined under incessant toil. There was none sufficiently interested in the poor artist to mark the feverish hue of his wrinkled cheek, or the increasing attenuation of his misshapen frame. None observed that the uninviting pittance set aside for his midday repast remained for several days untouched. Samuel made his appearance regularly as ever, and bore with the same meekness the jibes of his fellow pupils, or the taunts of Madame Dürer, and worked with the same untiring assiduity, though his hands would sometimes tremble and his eyes become suffused, a weakness probably owing to the excessive use he had made of them.